Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. We now have another edition of our series Mix and Match, where Jasmine Albertson makes a cocktail inspired by a local band.
Shake it up.
Today, both she and Martin Douglas speak with Seattle's Linda from Work. Here we are with Linda from Work, Hillary and Sam. We are doing our next mix and match and very excited about this cocktail. It's a little bit different from a lot of my previous cocktails in that this is less about a cocktail that evokes your sound and it's more of a concept cocktail.
Okay. Intrigued.
It was a collaborative effort with some of the bartenders at Bar Miriam, Colin Smith and Cody Singer. So I didn't have as much to do with it, but we all got very excited about the concept of it, which is Linda from Work, what she would drink.
Oh.
And there's a whole intricate thing about it. Because you described Linda once as that person that won't stop telling you weirdly personal info while you're just trying to eat lunch. Like, this is the only break I get today, Linda. If your boss gives you a project to do with Linda, you'd rather do it alone because it'll be faster.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely, I feel like everybody has that one coworker that you're just like, you're not that, it's not that you're an awful person. It's just, you are the worst person for me to spend time with.
Yeah.
Like, I just cannot deal with you today, Linda.
Yeah.
Well, then that, I took that and I rolled with it.
Perfect.
Okay. So first we've got mezcal. In my mind, I thought Linda heard about it once, heard it was hot, and now thinks that she is the only one who knows about it, and she's wants to tell everyone about mezcal. She's like, oh, have you heard about mezcal? It's like tequila, but smokier, and is just on a roll, and it's very annoying. So we got mezcal. We've got Benjez for this one. I don't know if you're familiar. Do you guys drink mezcal?
We have, yeah, on occasion. I don't think a ton of it. Like, I'm not very well-versed in it, but I've definitely enjoyed it on occasion.
Yeah, so it is a smokier tequila, I suppose. It comes from an agave plant, and I love mezcal. It is tricky in a cocktail because sometimes the smokiness can overpower it, but I think I nailed it on this one. So then we've got Jalotepec Nixta, which is a corn liqueur from Mexico.
Okay.
So the idea of this is Linda's definitely from the Midwest.
Oh, for sure.
Like, for sure. And even though she thinks she's a big city girl now, like, her Midwest is showing all the time, and she, you know, she thinks she's hiding it, but we can't hide it. You can take the girl out of the Midwest, you can't take the Midwest out of the girl.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I hear that.
Yeah, so we had to have a little bit of her heritage in here. And then from there, we're doing a play on a margarita. Linda definitely drinks margaritas.
Oh, my God, of course she does. Yeah. She went on vacation once and just got hooked.
Yeah. I also see her as a person at the team meeting who gets drunk immediately.
Oh, yeah. At, like, an office happy hour, just orders, like, the strongest margarita she can. And then it's embarrassing and won't stop talking to everybody.
Yes. She's just, like, revealing too much information and just, like, everyone's annoyed. Everyone's mad about it.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, so margarita, of course. So what we've got lime and simple, of course. But then we're mixing it up a little bit with citric acid, which this is something that was explained to me by Colin, one of the other bartenders, who is a much better bartender than I am. It's sometimes used in cocktails to replace lime or lemon or a citrus, but it adds depth to a drink. So I thought, you know, maybe there's a deeper part of Linda that we just haven't unraveled and she hasn't unraveled for herself.
Yeah,
you know,
just like it's something under the surface. Like,
Linda's not going to therapy.
No, if she went
zero
to therapy,
self reflection. Yeah. Zero self reflection.
Exactly. Like, this is the hope that maybe she'll find therapy.
Yes.
You know, and then watermelon syrup. I don't know. It just felt right for Linda.
Totally. Know? Yeah, mm-hmm. Something kind of like fun.
Yeah.
Fruity.
It's perfect. Yeah. She only writes in pink pen.
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the cocktail. You may now take a sip.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, that's totally delicious. Thank you so much. Yeah.
And hell yeah.
You're right.
That's so good.
So you do have a task today, yes. And that you have to name the cocktail.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we could just call it the Linda from work, but, you know.
I mean, God, there's a lot of good, like, office-based words for sure. Like, what, the water cooler? Or, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. There's got to be some good ones. Do you have any?
The weekly status call.
Would you like to Zoom about it?
Yes. Yes.
We don't have to come up right now. Let's think about it over the course of our conversation. Okay. And as we're drinking the drink, maybe something will come to you.
Sounds perfect.
Awesome.
So, specifically about The Night is Short, I wanted to know if there is a big difference between the Linda from work of The Night is Short and the Linda from work of Burnout.
I think so. So the last album, I was still working at an office job that I hated, and it inspired so much of that album. I definitely was like releasing a lot of pent up like emotions, aggression, everything in that in Burnout. And this one, I was unemployed, and so I had to kind of dig deeper and figure out, without like obvious inspiration, what was I going to write about. And so a lot of this album really came to me with, like, I'm an insomniac, so I naturally stay up till like at least 3 a.m. most nights, and I just kind of am up by myself at night late with no one else around because other people have jobs and wake up early or just don't stay up as late as I do. And so a lot of this album was really inspired by those like late night hours of just what kind of comes to the surface. What am I like mulling over? Did I have a really, terrible day and like I'm angry about it and have to like kind of like let out some things? Am I holding on to any pent up annoyances, or am I feeling kind of just like melancholy and sad because it's late at night and I can't text a friend to be like, hey, I'm going through something? And so I'd had to kind of work things out that way. So it's a little bit of a different, kind of inspiration that led me to like writing this album, and it kind of went from there.
There's one song I want to dive into, Father May I, now that we're on the year since the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
I would love to know where that came from and what was that, a late night ruminating situation?
Oh yeah. I mean, I have a tendency, if something's really bothering me, to mull it over, like, and just be kind of stuck on a loop thinking about it, and like even like imaginary arguments in my head just keep going and going. And so the day that like the news came, I mean, obviously we all kind of saw it coming. I was hoping it wasn't going to happen, but it ended up, of course, being overturned. And I was just angry. I felt powerlessness, like that sense of powerlessness of just, there's nothing we can do. Like, I felt heartbroken.
Yeah.
And so I really just was like, I mean, I'm only one person. I can't do too much more than any average person as far as like voting and trying to make my voice heard. But I wrote this song kind of just because I was like, this is ridiculous. Every time lawmakers and everybody just make these decisions for us, I lose it a little bit. Like, it seemed insane in 2022 that we still are having these same arguments and have to keep fighting for the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got stuck on the idea of like the title of Father May I, just from, there was that cult classic movie, like Lifetime movie from I think the 90s, early 2000s, like Tori Spelling. It was called Mother, or I think it was Mother May, Sleep with Danger. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah. And it was so cheesy and stuff, but like that title has stuck with me. And I was like, this feels like the perfect moment to be like, Father, may I? Mm-hmm. May I sleep with danger? It's not like a super political song, but it kind of is. It's a little tongue-in-cheek and a little, like, again, it's the Father May I, like, oh, I'm so sorry, please, like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I am a woman who's existing on this planet. Yeah. I don't want to have to keep apologizing for it, but you're making me.
Yeah. Probably take another sip. Sam, I'm sorry.
That's
Martin's son. All right. It's time to ruminate. It's time to come up with an idea, a name. Martin, you got anything?
Oh, I don't know. I like the work, concept for the title.
Yeah. What do you guess?
The sticky note.
Do people use those anymore, though?
I do.
Let's see. It does seem like a drink, like if Linda used like her PTO time and went on a cruise and then came back and was like, I found my drink. I don't know, is there anything like coming to you besides a sticky note?
I like something very specific to like the technology used for work. So like, can I Slack you? Or like...
Zoom dial in or whatever. Like the call in number.
Yeah.
How Linda got her groove back.
Oh. I actually love that.
That might be it.
Linda got her groove back.
Really good.
Beach Linda.
Yeah, she went on vacation and now she's a new person for at least a week.
Mm-hmm. She's adopted a little bit.
Horrible.
Yeah, adopted a new personality.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, cheers.
Oh, Linda got our group back.
Yes.
I love it. That was Linda from Work along with KEXP's Jasmine Albertson and Martin Douglas as part of our series Mix and Match. The recipe for How Linda Got Her Groove Back is included in the podcast description text. That was Sound and Vision. If you love what you hear on the show, please do me a huge favor and subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those little things really go a long way in helping other people know that this podcast exists. You can also share an episode with a friend that you really loved. That also goes a really long way. And KEXP is a publicly funded station, so we rely on listener support to do what we do. You can give a one-time $20 donation to help support Sound and Vision at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.